Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
We're going to talk all politics this morning. We'll start with Mr. Seward. Explain.
Yes, sir. New York State primaries were moved up from September to June. And in the past couple of days, politicking has really taken off in Otsego County. Since our senator, Jim Seward, announced he's retiring, he's endorsed Peter Oberacker, a county representative from Skanivas, to succeed him. Peter's president of Formtech, a locally based food research and marketing company with national clients. He'll face Democrat Jim Barber, a Schoharie farmer and son of J. Roger Barber, who you may remember was Hugh Carey's Ag and Markets Commissioner in the 80s. We have four assembly districts in Otsego County, and there are contests in three of them. The congressional race in the 19th district, which stretches from here to the Hudson Valley, has accelerated too. Kyle Vanderwater, a Poughkeepsie lawyer, was in Worcester last week meeting the Otsego and Schoharie County Republican committees. Another intriguing candidate, Ola Hawatme, the daughter of Middle Eastern immigrants, was also there. She presented herself as, quote, a Republican Ilhan Omar. She was a successful fashion designer in St. Louis, who is now back in her native Poughkeepsie. At evening's end, the committees unanimously endorsed Vanderwater, since our Republican county chair, Vince Casale, says seven of the nine county committees in the district have supported Vanderwater over Hawatme. They want to avoid a primary so they can start fundraising for the main event. However, I spoke with Hawatme yesterday, and she told me she has a meeting at the White House Monday with a Trump aide and hopes to win the president's support for her campaign, so this may go on for a while. Both GOP candidates expressed support for Donald Trump, and both plan to focus on bringing jobs to the district. Then, earlier this week, our incumbent Congressman Antonio Delgado was at the Cooperstown Rotary Club. If you've heard him lately, he goes through a substantial list of legislation he's introduced, 31 bills, 9 passed the House and 2 passed the Senate and have been signed by the president. Only a half dozen Democratic congressmen have achieved that in the current climate, he said. As you know, John Faso, his predecessor, was criticized for not being out in the communities enough. In his first 14 months, Delgado said he's convened 34 town hall meetings. I would say both Delgado and Vanderwater were received with enthusiasm. Both are young, 43 for Delgado and Vanderwater just 40, and have a lot of energy and ideas, and I would say charisma. With or without Hawatme, it should be an interesting campaign.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read these stories and much, much more. Jim joins us on Thursdays. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.